Welcome to the Terminal Value Podcast, where each episode provides in-depth insights about the long-term value of companies and ideas in our current world. Your host for this podcast is Doug Utberg, the founder and principal consultant for Business of Life, LLC.
Welcome to the Terminal Value Podcast. We have Vikas Moskova with us today, and he is going to be talking with us about the importance of a personal brand. And just speaking for myself, I've actually found that kind of in the current world, creating a personal brand is actually, I think, more important than it really ever has been, just because not just the internet per se, you know, that's so, you know, 1999 is talking about the internet, but the fact that the whole world's gone virtual in the COVID era has really meant that if all you have is a job description, there's really nothing to differentiate you from anybody else. Vikas, don't let me steal your thunder here, but I feel like it's a really relevant topic, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your insights.
Definitely. Hi, my name is Vikas Moskova, and I help brands expand their reach on social media using like Facebook and Instagram. So I've been working in the field for a while, so I've understood how the growth of social media has kind of created the foundation for people to even have brands and have their own followings that they can use for whichever means that they need fit. But due to a lot of circumstances such as COVID and other things that have kind of brought people at home and in front of their computers or whatnot more directly and more frequently, and also jobs moving away from offices for many different reasons, including COVID, having your own brand to supplement what you do at work definitely can be helpful. Yeah. Whether it be you starting a course that you can expand on, or even if you have the time writing a book or even an ebook. So these are some of the things I help my clients with.
Well, and can you tell us about some of the ways that that you monetize your brand? So, like, for example, you know, a lot of people would say, okay, if I write a book, well, I may sell a few copies, but it's probably not going to be a giant moneymaker. And most likely you're right. You know, it's possible that one of us might be the next J.K. Rowling, but it's very unlikely. However, something like a book is actually really, really helpful in generating credibility and authority so that if you're in any kind of sales capacity, whether you're selling your services as a consultant or whether you're getting somebody to say to hire you for a particular scope of work, just having that authority and credibility can just be a real differentiator. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah, definitely. Approximately 90% of writers that put books out independently don't have much success. So you're definitely right about that. Most writers that have the most success usually go through a publisher's house or whatnot and have a literary agent to help them create such a deal and have the marketing to back up and to the deal so that they can get the most out of their book. So there's many ways to monetize if, you know, your plans aren't to get with a publisher or whatnot, but that's definitely the most recommended way. A lot of people are using eBooks or books as their calling cards or their cards, and they give them out instead of like a card, and it replaces that. And like you say, it gives you more authority and wisdom, and it makes you more trustworthy in front of that client or potential client. But along with building your brand, just having that following and that understanding of marketing and PR already on board already gives you a platform and customers and potential buyers of a product or service that you may be putting out in the future. So it definitely makes sense to invest in that and to kind of think it through and plan it out strategically.
Well, and so kind of unpacking marketing and PR a little bit, tell us a little bit about, a lot of us people think about marketing in terms of advertising, although that's just really a piece of marketing. But, you know, what are some of the aspects of marketing and public relations that are actually really important, particularly for entrepreneurs, but also for executives as well, because if you're running a company and you're trying to, you're trying to invest in sales enablement effectively, knowing how to manage marketing and PR the right way is actually really important.
That's exactly why I put out a course on it's actually at muscovacademy.thinkific.com, where it will enable the person that is not marketing privy to understand the foundational theories and ways that us as marketers utilize all these tools that are in existence now, say a Facebook or Instagram, or things that are coming about in the future more prevalent ways, such as audio on a Spotify green room or a Clubhouse, to even podcasting, which has been blowing up over the years. So there's numerous ways to actually market a brand and put mm-hmm. yourself out there. But it really depends on how much time you have and a budget that you also have to suffice that. Because, you know, again, the reason I put the course out is so that you can actually make the right hires and know who's actually going to be able to produce and do what they say as far as helping out with PR and marketing. But there's just so many different tools out there. Just, you know, for example, in PR, there's things like Haro or Podmatch, which enables people to connect with reporters or podcasters. And just adding these tools into even your marketing department's repertoire will enable them to help you to make better business decisions by giving you better data and having more direct ways to ask the clients and potential clients questions about a product or service you may have now that may be doing good or may not be doing good, or a future product that you may want to do some analysis with your client, potential clients.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and just so that people who are listening or watching know, when you said, I assume that when you said Haro, you meant Help a Reporter Out, which is a database of content experts who reporters and press agencies can go to be able to get interviews.
Right, right. So there's things like that, Podmatch, which connects podcasters and people that want to get on.
Which I believe is actually how we got connected.
Right, right. And then there's Audrey.io as well, which basically does the same thing.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, let's see. So let's go down the rabbit hole just a little further. And what are some of the things that you've seen, particularly in terms of, like, say, the marketing PR hacks? You know, in other words, and I don't want to make it sound like it's, you know, like it's some kind of deep, dark secret, because it really isn't. But it's just, what are some of the shortcuts or the things that most people either don't know or don't do that can have a really exceptionally good benefit?
So believe it or not, a lot of people don't have their pages public. They have them private. Or they don't have a bio that explains what they do or links to their website. Mm-hmm. And then if you go onto their website, it may not be professional looking. So you definitely want to make sure your website looks like it was a Ford or a SanDisk website, you know, so it's high level. And that's also something that I do as well. If you go to muscovaenterprises.com, mm-hmm. Check out some of our websites. But those are some of the basic things. But then also, like, we never realize often that these social media networks are often competing with each other if they're not owned by the same company. For example, Facebook does own Instagram, but Instagram Stories has been competing with things like YouTube Shorts or Twitter, which created a way to create short video. And all these things are competing with each other. So whenever you do post your story or your reel on Instagram, which is competing with all those other ones, you're able to get higher views than if you were just to post a regular post or just a regular story or whatnot. And the same thing goes with a YouTube or a Twitter or whatnot, because these social networks are looking to get you on there, posting content, getting their views up, so then they can create more advertising dollars and make their constituents that invest in them happy. So understanding the backdrop can kind of give you a strategy for your own marketing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
Doug works with schools, businesses, and nonprofits to optimize their costs without layoffs. The best part is that he is only paid for successful projects, so you have zero risk. To learn more, visit DougBusiness.com or schedule time to talk about your business at meetdoug.biz.
Well, and I'm going to go into a little bit of a rant that has a purpose behind it. So the rant is that when you were talking about social media, the thing you have to understand is that for social media, especially, at least in my view, especially social media like Facebook and Twitter, I think LinkedIn, at least thus far, fingers crossed, seems to keep things fairly professional. YouTube, we'll see. But especially social media like Facebook and Twitter, they are specifically designed to maximize the amount of views and clicks that something generates. And so what that ultimately ends up meaning is that if you are looking to be really to be high trending on either of those, you will unfortunately in a lot of cases need to venture into the territory of controversy, or at least that's my observation. It's not empirical. I'm sure there's people who have been very middle of the road have been successful, but everything I see that trends is involved in controversy one way or the other. And so now that may or may not be the brand you're trying to create, but that is one of the things to consider, is that if you were looking to leverage things like Facebook and Twitter to really get a lot of exposure, you're going to need to build your brand so that it can capitalize on controversy. Or at least that's my observation. Let me know your thoughts.
That or other types of trends that may be going off. I know a lot of people are afraid of things like TikTok because they feel like they have to always dance or do something, like you say, controversy, or try to be funny on it. And a lot of those things work because they get into the psyche of the human being on the other end of that phone or video or whatnot. So that's the idea behind getting people emotional behind a controversy, yeah, and getting likes and clicks. But there's a ton of other ways to get people emotional, in different ways without creating some type of controversy or risking putting your company.
Well, actually, that's really good. Kind of help elevate my worldview. So, in your experience, what are some of the the other ways to really get people emotionally attached? Because I think there's something you hit on that's really important there, which is that no matter what you're trying to influence, right? You know, whether you're, say, like a B2C kind of business to consumer kind of business, or even if you're business to business, right? Even if you're going after, say, corporate decision makers, who you think, okay, you know what, they're all going to be pretty dry, pretty factual. But even, you know, even in the case of, say, corporate executives, they're still human beings. And so if you can connect with them on an emotional level, you still have a much better chance of getting them to engage. So take it away. Help us figure out how can we be those high ethics social media people that get folks to engage without just being without just being scandal mongers.
There's a ton of ways where companies are using their whole social enterprise as ways to connect with brands, and usually involves around charity or like, again, something funny. But a lot of companies, like, for example, I've done work with a charity in Haiti called Fonds Creuse, which creates businesses for people in Haiti, but also is able to be on the ground to assist during the things like the earthquakes, the most recent one or whatnot. And then there's the bigger brands that are able to really take hold and affect work to affect change, like Ben and Jerry's, for example, which decided to stop selling its ice cream in areas around Israel, where it is a controversy around what's happening with the Palestinian Israel people. So that may be going a bit big of an example, but there's many ways to range on how you use your social enterprise to affect change.
Excellent. Well, I mean, and that's really, really excellent points. Well, let's see. So give us a couple more nuggets, and then let us know where we can find out more. Let us know your website so that if people have a list or a newsletter they can subscribe for, so that they know where to find you.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm on Instagram at VMOSCOVA, which is V Muscova, or the full service digital marketing company's Instagram is MuscovaEnterprises.com. And from there, you can check out different services that we help people out as far as a social media posting, advertising, Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, SEO, website building. But also the course that we have popping off right now, which is I'm really excited about because people are really wanting to understand how they can even use marketing these days to affect their brands or or their own digital enterprises. So we've been able to help people out with that. And that's been really successful at MuscovaAcademy.thinkific.com. But as far as building your brand and utilizing what's on the future, you really have to make sure that you have allocated time or delegated to people that you can trust and believe in to assist with you as you endeavor into these marketing worlds and all these different tools that are coming about. Because as you work to create content, it becomes another task that you have to really do either in the beginning of the week or daily. So making sure that you have a good team around you is definitely important, and understanding how to delegate to the right people is definitely imperative and something that I teach my clients how to do all the time. So these are some of the things I feel are pretty important.
Well, and I think that's actually one of the things that I think is really critical is because social media, if you're not careful, it can burn up all of your time. And so it's actually really, really important to make sure that you are that you're allocating your time wisely. And if you've determined that social media is ROI positive, for your business, then there's a good chance that, that it can be even more ROI positive for you if you bring in help as opposed to trying to do all the keystrokes yourself. Just because, as you said, it takes a lot of time.
Right, those expertise will save you dollars in the long run. We all know about sometimes paying a little bit more for quality.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, I really appreciate your spending some time with us today. And I hope you have an excellent remainder of your day and week.
Thanks, Doug. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
All right. Outstanding.
Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. And what I would actually like you to do right now is to give me your thoughts. So I would really love it if you could go to feedback.terminalvaluepodcast.com. And just let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if there's anything you really like about the show, if there's any questions you have, or if there's anything you think I could do better. Once again, that site is feedback.terminalvaluepodcast.com. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Terminal Value Podcast. Share it with your friends by sending them to terminalvaluepodcast.com. For more information, please visit businessoflifellc.com for full access to Doug's products and services.
All rights reserved. No part of this broadcast may be produced in any form by any means without written permission from Business of Life LLC. All trademarks and brands referred to herein are the property of their respective owners.